time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. How's it going, everybody? Tournament season is approaching a close. Can you believe it? The fall season coming to a wrap-up soon. Next week, we'll have state champs talk. We'll have it all. But this week, we're moving toward state champion talk. And we got a lot to discuss football-wise. Got a few teams left in that. And we're going to be hearing after the break. We're going to waste no time. From the Andover football coach, who his team has advanced to the semis, beating last year's performance. They got to the quarters of Division I last year, and now they're in the semis, and they face the elephant in the room. Three-time champions in the last few years, 18, 19, and 22 Division I state champs, St. John's Prep of Danvers. Andover's got another chance. They, you know, it's all about opportunity, and they got there, and we'll see what happens. And we're not going to waste any more time, because after the break, we're going to have Andover football coach EJ Perry on to discuss how you beat those GD Eagles of St. John's Prep.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with Andover football coach EJ Perry. Very busy today, coach. What's going on?
Yeah, we're getting excited. Obviously, we found out that we're playing Woburn in Woburn at 6 against St. John's, so that's Friday night. Kids are excited. We just started film at 5, and then we'll go out to the field at 7, and we'll get ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Two playoff wins so far for the boys. Looking very solid. 19-0 over Franklin, who was the number one seed last year. They're 13 now, and you guys are 4. And then you move on and beat Weymouth 26-14. So let's start there with the Weymouth game. Big win. The defense was solid. You know, Weymouth scored some second half touchdowns, but that was pretty much it. I mean, it was like lockdown defense, it looked like.
Yeah, the defense has been coming up all year, and really just, you know, we got a set of defensive linemen that we rotate in there with Aaron Baruti and a kid by the name of Abel Carter, who got player of the week last week, and then Santi Marinda. And so the D-line is solid. The D-ends, you know, Napolitano and Sammy Joseph have done a phenomenal job. Obviously, Sammy Joseph is really lighting people up and doing a very good job on the end. And then I think the strength of our defense is the linebackers, Brian McSweeney going to Bentley. He's already committed. Obviously, the guy next to him is Will Dever, who will be a NESCAC kid. And then Connor Atchison, who fluctuates from strong safety to outside linebacker. And then the back of our D is very solid, whether it's Cody Flagg or any of the other guys. And then, you know, the corners, LeBron and Knott. LeBron is like, we call him LeBron Island. He's got eight interceptions. Yeah, and the team has 28 interceptions. So I haven't had a team have 28 interceptions, and I haven't had an individual have eight interceptions. So the defense is solid, and they're doing a nice job.
Wow, that's a lot of interceptions. That's almost as many as Mac Jones has, you know.
Exactly, yeah. He's just able to hawk that ball and go for it and get there. And Connor is just a great player. He's another kid. He's looking to go to Bentley. So if everything goes well next couple of weeks, I think we'll have two guys going to Bentley, and we're excited about that.
Wow, that's something to be excited about for sure. And then, yeah, the offensive side of the ball looked like there was just a bunch of people getting in the mix against Weymouth. You know, Papa throws a pass to, how do you pronounce Brian's last name?
Knott, H-N-A-T, but it's not.
Yeah, yeah. And then DeJesus gets in there, Jason, 24-yard run, and a field goal, too. So you guys are really mixing it. And then Dante Berger. So it was like four or five different people, you know, getting in the mix.
Well, that's what I'd say, that the concerns of other teams are obviously four receivers, you know, Dessen, and then, as you said, Jason DeJesus and Brian Knott. And then Andrew Wallace. So those four guys are very hard to cover with one. And then you throw in that Dante Berger has over 750 yards. And then Papa has just done a tremendous job. He's got, you know, 20 touchdown passes now to just three interceptions. And it's really been amazing to watch and to do. So it's been great. One thing that I've told everybody, though, it starts with our line, and our center, you know, has done a tremendous job. And that's so we got Jamil Figueroa in the line. We got Zanoni at tackle, and we got Finn, who has done just a phenomenal job at center. And Liam Finn is caught making all the calls. And we have sophomore Jake Medeiros, and then obviously at the other tackle we have Brady Carlson. So it starts there, and so both sides of the ball as far as our line have enabled us to do what we're doing. And one thing that I've really commented on the senior class is, yeah, we're going to the Final Four. That's what we're excited about. We're playing St. John's. That's what we're excited about. But I just always remind them that the senior class is 19-2 in their last 2 years. And basically, we had about 15 of those guys start last year. So it's been nice to watch.
Yeah. And speaking of those, you know, so now seniors, they know exactly what it's like to go up against the best of the best. St. John's Prep last year, you know, eliminated you guys. What is it about the Prep this year? How do we beat them?
Yeah, I mean, you just have to play a very flawless game. I mean, our guys, especially our, like you say, our receivers and our big play guys are going to have very, very good games and eliminate any errors that we've had in the past. And then you just have to play that solid defense. A lot of people have commented that this is one of my different teams. We've gone to the North Final before. We've gone to, you know, I've had Scarper. I've had my son, EJ's gone there. But this team has done it on both sides of the ball. You know, I've had teams who have gone there that averaging 40 points a game, and we do score a lot of points and we're doing well, but we're also, you know, holding teams to under 17 points a game, 16 points a game. And so we gotta continue that and just come out and play our best.
Yeah. Ironically, it was you and you guys in Weymouth with the only two shutouts in the Division I tournament so far. And then you guys clashed. You beat them. And so this defense is, you know, 14 points in two games. I mean, that can only bode well with momentum, you know, heading into the three-time state champs here.
Yeah, I mean, you got to win championships with defense. And so Sean Terrio, our defensive coordinator, he's done a tremendous job. And he's got them ready. And we just have to, you know, see. The one thing that you're always impressed with St. John's Prep, you know, is their offensive line size. So you gotta make sure you can handle that. And we're very proud of our senior class, as well as our juniors and sophomores and freshmen, is the lifting that they put in during the offseason. Big cultural change in that aspect. So we gotta march forward and we gotta get ready.
Yeah. Yeah, 98 points from the Prep in their two games, wins over Leominster and BC High. That was a shootout if there ever was one. You know, I know you just started the film process as we interview here on Sunday night. What's going to slow that offense down?
Like I said, just a good defense and a solid defense. I mean, and I think you put it right as far as saying, like, you know, we got to slow it down and not try to, like, I mean, we are going to go for the shutout, but, you know, we got to do the right things at all times and just hopefully slow them down a little bit. You know, I went over and saw them play BC High because we played Thursday. They played Friday. So it was a good opportunity to get over there and see what they had and how they did it. Second half, they didn't throw a pass. So we figured out what they want to do. So now we have to go stop it. So yeah, we'll get that done.
Exactly. Well, how is the namesake doing? You know, got good news back in August, picked up by the Texans. How's EJ doing in his quarterback professional life?
He's doing excellent. It's unfortunate or fortunate, however you want to look at it. Yeah, he was with the Texans. He had a real good preseason game. He played really well. And now he's just playing the waiting game. And there's been a lot of rookies to get opportunities. So he's waiting for his opportunity. He's actually got some going this week, so he'll see how it happens. And you know, you just do what you can. But he's loving it. He's loving the dream and the grind and every, you know, I mean, he got to work out with Stroud for 2 months, and you know, and you see what Stroud is doing now. And he texted him, great job. And the Texans won again today. And then obviously, you know, for a full year, he got to work out with, you know, Trevor and CJ Beathard, and just the amount of knowledge he's getting. And, you know, he enjoyed his brief amount of time in the USFL. And so every opportunity he gets, he's done what he had to do, and he's taking care of business. So he's just got to keep doing it. And then, you know, you got to break down doors. You know, you can't just knock on.
Well, my math says there's going to be a spot open in New England. And if I'm not mistaken, is his agent still Sean Stellato out of Salem?
Yeah, Sean does a good job for him, and he's still working with them. They have a good relationship. So, yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, you get the Salem guy and the Andover kid. So let's get it done and get him in some Patriots blue, because after seeing what we saw today, even the backup can't throw the ball well. So we'll have to hope that EJ makes his way down here. That would be nice.
Yeah, I mean, he goes wherever they call him, and then he does his best, and then you know, you go to the next stop. And it's one thing that I try to enforce with all these young guys, and he's even doing it with. We just saw my youngest son Will play his last game at UMass, and he played against STM, played against East Coast. And even though they lost, it was probably Will's best game, in that EJ is just trying to reinforce with him what I try to reinforce with all the other players. Stop, like, comparing. Stop. You just get better every day, and you play. Yeah. And that's what I tell these guys out here. No one had stars on our team at the beginning of the year. No one, you know, had guys in the whatever those things are, the top 12 and the, you know, the Herald top. Yeah. I mean, we didn't have any guys, but we had a great team, and we have guys who are getting better, and we have guys who are getting better every day. And so we just keep on working.
Yeah. Well, we'll let you get back to that work, Coach EJ Perry, Andover football.
I want to just say thank you very much for all you do for the MVC. And yeah. Dom, this is great, because anything you can give, hopefully, you know, next week you can maybe have a player on. And
yeah.
He can give you the lowdown of how it went on. So
That would be a good interview. Either way, but better with a win and sending the prep home. Everyone wants to dethrone the Giant and stop those guys from a fourth Super Bowl title, since 2018. But yeah, semifinals, Andover is in the mix still, and we love it. So best of luck to Andover against St. John's Prep on Friday night.
Thank you. And I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good, Coach. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. I'm Nicastro, coming back to you with our final segment of the show. It's going to be the Sylvan Street Grill Merrimack Valley Football Report, brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill, best pub around Danvers, Peabody and Salisbury locations. Peabody's near Danvers, by the way, but Peabody and Salisbury are the two locations for Sylvan Street Grill. Love that franchise. Been there many a time, especially back in the day when I was a young pup. Loved going there. Loved it. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. That's exactly what you can do. Okay, let's move on. Talk a little football. Let's start with Division 5, Merrimack Valley. What's going on? Well, not a Merrimack Valley conference team, but a Merrimack Valley-based team geographically. Shawshin Valley makes it. They're undefeated, haven't lost a game yet. They are in the semifinals and playing Foxborough. Big, big challenge for them. Foxborough's the number two seed. Shawshin's 3. Foxborough has been dominating to the tune of 79-0 in their first two playoff games, beating Wilmington 42-0 and putting up the big egg against Newburyport 37-0. Shawshin's not doing so bad itself. Belchertown, 49-8. Old Rochester, 28-8. And they hook up with Foxborough on Friday, November 17th, 6 p.m. at a Sebitt Valley Regional. So that's going on. On the other side of the bracket, the next day at 2 o'clock, odd Saturday game, Hanover and Danvers are going at it. Hanover number 1 seed, Danvers number 5. That's a 2 o'clock game at Weston. So, hey, Shawshin wins. They can go scout that game, obviously, get their in-person view of the winner of Hanover and Danvers, whoever they're going to take on at Gillette. So good luck, Shawshin of Billerica, trying to get to Gillette. One game away, Foxborough stands in the way. Division 4, Tewksbury quietly just doing its Tewksbury thing. 5-3 regular season, and moving on, two tough games to get to the semis. Beat Canton 35-33, beat Burlington 28-21. So one score games. Tewksbury is certainly battle tested. You can say that, right? They faced pretty much a perennial rivalry here. I feel like Tewksbury and Duxbury match up a lot in tournament sports. Duxbury, number one seed, one loss coming into the dance. 33-6 win over Bedford, 31-0 over Somerset Berkeley. And they play at Xaverian Brothers High School, November 18th, Saturday, 1 o'clock. On the other side of that is Scituate Grafton, and that is your 7 seed versus your 6 seed. Scituate 7 and Grafton is 6. And then finally, can Andover do it? Can Andover be the team to knock out the Titans and prevent another plaque being raised by Brian St. Pierre and his gang at St. John's Prep? They collide Andover St. John's Friday, November 17th, 6 o'clock, Woburn High School. That is the place to be. The very same time over down south at Brockton High School, you have Xaverian Brothers in Needham, which is interesting, right? Because if St. John's Prep and Xaverian win, now you've got a Thanksgiving matchup between St. John's Prep and Xaverian, and 10 days later or so, a Super Bowl matchup with St. John's Prep and Xaverian. So that's super odd, but could happen. Guess who doesn't want to see that happen? Andover and E.J. Perry and his gang. You heard all about their chances. They're very confident. I love it. Now's the time to do it. They earned the opportunity, and you got to get through the prep. Someone has to. And Andover certainly hopes it's them. Okay, well, that does it for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. Dom DeCastro here signing off for another week at MSNewsSports.com. Thanks to our sponsors and Kelly Media, who runs the show. Talk to you next week.